bad? Are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway. On the roster this week, Good versus Evil, and Dewy-Eyed Teens, and Aging GIs racing against time to save the human race from an alien takeover and world destruction. Now, our own Kristen Meinzer is out today, but her movie Date and Partner in Crime is here. Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday. He's here with the latest on these two new movies that we're talking about today. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, Todd.
I have a feeling that you're going to not be kind to one or both of these, but I'm not going to prejudge it.
All right.
Let's do trivia first. We love to do movie trivia on some Fridays here. Rafer, this is going to be a tough one. Listeners, you answer too. You can get the answer on our Facebook page or on the website if you want. Rafer, you're not going to answer right away. We'll leave the answer for the end of a movie date today. All right. Listen here to two great actors in one of the great Westerns. Cast your mind back to the 1966 spaghetti Western classic, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You follow me? In The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Tuco and Blondie are chasing $200,000 in stolen Confederate gold hidden in a grave in a cemetery. Listen.
If I were you, I'd keep me alive.
What did he tell you?
What name?
Now, Tuco, played by the great Eli Wallach, knows the name of the graveyard where that money is stashed. Blondie, Clint Eastwood, of course, you heard him there, knows the name of the grave. It's the biggest mystery in the whole movie. Don't answer yet. What's the name on the grave in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? All right, that's a tough one, and I know it, but Rafer, you're so good at this that I have to try to stump you. Now, let's put that one in the bank. We'll get back to it. Let's get on to this week's movies, The Host, Rafer. Let's play a clip from The Host, and then I can see a look on your face about what this is going to be about. Let's listen to The Host.
Almost every human has been successfully occupied. We could be taken at any moment. However, there are still pockets of human resistance.
She could bring a whole army down on our heads.
We find her, we find the resistance.
Rafer Guzman, Stephanie Meyer wrote this and also wrote Twilight. Bring us through it. What do you think?
Well, that's the action-sounding clip. So this is basically about a young girl named Melanie, played by Saoirse Ronan. As you heard, people are being invaded by an alien race called the Souls. Once they invade you, your mind is basically erased. You cease to exist, but Melanie, when she is occupied, refuses to go quietly. And so what you have is a girl with essentially a split personality. She's part alien now and part human. And of course, this being a Stephanie Meyer adaptation, that means two guys get to fight over her.
Oh,
and she
wonderful.
Gets to be conflicted about it and say a lot of no and yes at the same time. A lot of ravish me fantasies in this movie. Something about Stephanie Meyer, it's a little creepy. And this movie is the same. Saoirse Ronan's really good. Jake Abel, who plays one of her boyfriends, is really appealing. But it's a lot of teen drama to sit through.
Am I going to see this? No.
I think not.
Okay. There's one thumbs down, if I may, from Rafer Guzman. I hope I didn't step on anybody's trademark there. We got to go to G.I. Joe Retaliation. This stars The Rock, of course. Let's listen to G.I. Joe.
There's only one man could authorize a strike like that. And I voted for him.
You're looking at an advanced weapons system capable of destroying each of your countries 14 times over.
15 in the case of North Korea.
And all at the push of a button.
You have a grim look on your face, Rafer.
Todd, I'm going to admit to you and before God and before everybody that I actually liked the first G.I. Joe.
Okay.
I thought it was fun and silly and over the top. I expected more from this one. Couple problems. Channing Tatum, no longer in this, really. He's on the posters, not really in the movie.
I'm disappointed.
Dwayne Johnson is taking the lead. It's loud. It's chaotic. Somehow all the fun has been sapped out of this, and I was pretty bummed out to have to sit through this one.
Fair enough. Another X from Rafer on G.I. Joe. Trivia, before we go, the name of the grave in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, $200,000 at stake.
I am completely stumped, I'm sorry to say.
Rafer Guzman, completely stumped. The name on the grave, Arch Stanton.
Oh.
You just lost $200,000, my friend. Rafer Guzman, movie critic from Newsday, our resident movie date podcaster. Thanks, Rafer.
Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.